Time now for a Left of Lansing short on this January 19th of 2024. The U.S. Justice Department released a damning report citing cascading failures in the way authorities handled the Uvalde school shooting in which a gunman murdered 19 children and two staff members at Robb Elementary School in Texas back in May of 2022. The report concluded that police waited far too long to act and confront the gunman, which could have saved lives. Police didn't kill the gunman until 77 minutes after they first arrived on the scene. Attorney General Merrick Garland said, "Had law enforcement agencies followed generally accepted practices in active shooter situations and gone right after the shooter and stopped him, lives would have been saved and people would have survived." So you'll recall that Texas's extreme right-wing governor down there, Greg Abbott, held a press conference right after the tragedy praising police for their so-called quick response, saying more lives would have been lost had it not been for them. That was despite the evidence even early on showing otherwise. But then, as evidence poured in showing massive mistakes by authorities, Abbott and the right-wing intelligentsia quickly threw police under the bus. But wait, hold on. I thought you always backed the blue, no matter what. I mean, that's what I was told whenever police shoot unarmed black people. Now, this isn't the first time the right-wing blamed cops for school shootings. You'll recall how they also attacked Scott Peterson, a former resource officer, for not reacting fast enough during the gun massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida back in 2018. And Peterson was acquitted last summer on any wrongdoings that he was charged of committing. And maybe Peterson could have done more at the moment, and maybe some lives could have been saved. I don't pretend to know, but I understand why parents were frustrated that Peterson wasn't held responsible. But there's more to it, I believe, and I think the right wing has done a really good job at controlling the narrative when it comes to school shootings. This has to be stated. None of this would have happened if the shooters at both Robb Elementary and Marjory Douglas High School didn't have weapons of war like AR-15s. Check this. The first police officers to reach the scene at Robb Elementary could tell by the bullet holes in the wall that a shooter was armed with an AR-15, and they concluded right then and there they were outgunned. Police were afraid of the weapon that they'd have to face. Which just goes to show that whenever you hear Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas say,
"What stops armed bad guys is armed good guys."
That's an outright lie. There were all kinds of good guys with guns outside the school, and they didn't prevent the massacre. It's the guns that are the primary source for all of these tragedies, everyone, you know that, especially AR-15 rifles. Now, in Michigan, after the horrific shootings at Oxford High School, where four students were slain, and then last year's shooting on Michigan State University's campus, where three others were killed, the Democratic majority in the state legislature listened to the people, and especially the young people who've had to grow up with school shootings, and they passed a number of smart gun safety laws, including expanded background checks, safe storage laws, red flag laws, and an 8-year ban on domestic abusers from owning a gun. And Governor Whitmer also indicated during an interview last year that she'd like to ban assault weapons too. And that's probably a good idea since the guns are the problem. And what did Republicans do during this whole time? Hardly a thing. They pretty much stood in lockstep against protecting kids in school and all of their fellow citizens. They stood with the National Rifle Association. They stood for the rights of domestic abusers to own guns and weapons of war like the AR-15. They're trying to fool you that everyone else is to blame when it comes to gun violence. But the guns. As always, though, you know better. You can always email me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and the Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe. And then give Left of Lansing a 5-star review. And don't forget to subscribe to leftoflansing.com.